excited that we are talking about networking in December. And I thought it was very important because as a network, as Africana women, we are creating opportunities for you to meet phenomenal African women from across the globe. However, if you don't have the skills and the tools to maximize these opportunities, then, you know, our efforts are somewhat in vain. Therefore, I decided that I wanted to share with you different tips, different things that you should be thinking about when you find yourself in networking opportunities. Last week, I talked about networking being a lifestyle and not necessarily an event. And I want to just continue on what we had discussed. But before that, just a quick update about my life, guys. Oh my goodness. So I don't know if you're like me, but I totally overestimate my capacity all the time. Like my to-do list is like way too long. But anyway, I'm making progress. In the last week, the other week I had moved my house, so I'm in an empty flat that is echoing, and the house that I moved to, I managed to put away the stuff, and it's a lot, guys. It's a lot. I don't know if you guys have ever moved recently. I'm sure you can empathize, hey? But at least progress is being made, and because I was actually thinking that I would be able to produce more of these episodes, but that hasn't happened. It's okay. We'll do once a week. But I love the feedback that I'm getting about this particular topic that we're talking about in terms of networking, and even just the length of the episode as well. So I'm excited about that, and keep your feedback coming. I love to hear from you guys. Okay, so let's jump into it. What's the tip for today? I would like to talk about how you introduce yourself as an African woman, as a person who is out there in whatever sphere, an industry that you are. I think it's very important that you set yourself up to be confident when you are introducing yourself. Now, I know that when I was first, you know, going out and traveling and finding myself in spaces where I was surrounded by people of different nationalities, cultures, and so on, I did have to think about whether I should introduce myself with my name. And when I say my name, I mean my traditional name. So I have plenty of names. If you know me, you know this to be true. So my names are Chulu Lucy Tendai Tafigi JJ Chansa. And yes, most of those are on my official documents. Now, I know that, you know, most African families will sort of give their children at least two names. So one would be a name which is in their African language, and then the other would be an English name. And, you know, I think that's also got to do with, for example, if they're Christian, then, you know, that's their baptismal name or, you know, something of the sort. And I had to think about, you know, should I continue to be called by Chulu or should I consider being called by Lucy? Now, I don't believe Lucy particularly suits me, so I just decided to go with Chulu. However, I do have friends that, you know, decided to change the name that they've been called by. And I'm talking about called by for years, could have been 18, 20 years, and they'd changed it to their English name. And I think for me, I know there's a lot of frustration around whether someone is going to be able to say your name correctly. And, you know, there's a lot of apprehension about whether they will be able to remember you. And my name is so short, guys, but believe me, I've been called everything from Zulu Hulu, Chula, Chuli, all sorts of things. But at the end of the day, I believe that my name has been given to me for a reason. You know, there is so much meaning in the names that we are given as African people. And there is so much, how do I explain this? I think that, you know, our names have been given to us intentionally. And even when I draw on my my spiritual beliefs, I do believe that when someone says your name, they are calling forth what your name means. It's almost like a prophetic word that is repeated over and over again. I mean, let's just go to the Bible, right? You know, you have someone like Abraham, who was Abram, and then his name was changed to Abraham. And, you know, Sarah, and then she became Sarah, you know, Sarai, I think, and then Sarah. That it was very intentional, and it's that same thing. But when you begin to change your name, it's almost like you are discarding and discrediting your ancestors for how far they've brought you. There's that saying by Maya Angelou, which is, I stand as one. I come as one, but I stand as a thousand. And that means that, you know, there's so many people that have been in your past and your ancestors that have done so much to be able to put you and give you the opportunities to be in the space that you occupy. But when you cannot even say your name with pride, then you're taking away from all that they have done to get you to where you are right now. And I think that I would love for more African women, more African men to just have so much pride in their name. Listen, as African people, we learn other people's names. Like if we are able to learn other people's names, other people are able to learn our name. Yes, they may get it wrong the first time, second time, third time, but they will get it eventually. Like I said, I decided to stick to my name, Chulu, and my name is being said correctly from as far as Japan to Colombia. And that's because I have insisted this is my name and this is what you will call me by. And they eventually get it. So it's okay. You know, we learn all these, you know, names like, I don't know, Bundesliga. Look at all these sports, you know, football teams that we are learning all the different names of the players. You learn how to say those things. So honestly, if you can learn, you can learn how to say these difficult names of other countries, but you first of all assume that someone cannot say your name, I think is folly, and it's not true. They will learn how to say your name, and I feel that you need to have pride when you get into that space and you're able to say, my name is Chulu Chansa, daughter of Natalie Chisengalube. You know, there's so much meaning behind that. I know the story behind my name and why I was given it. And I know that I'm meant to occupy that space. But when I go in there and I start hesitating, my name is Lucy. I've never even been called Lucy in my whole 36 years. And I go in with Lucy. What is that? I'm just setting myself up to be unconfident. And people can smell that from a mile away. So go into the spaces that you are occupying and be proud of who you are. Be proud of your name and say it loud and proudly. So I hope this blesses you guys. I just wanted to mention that this last week we have announced that we will be having our first Africana Woman Visionaries Retreat. And I'm so excited about it. We are going to be going on a tour of the Northern Circuit of Zambia. And listen, so many exciting things. We're going to see the Chishimba Falls. We're going to Lake Tanganyika by Ndole Bay. And it's got beautiful beaches. Like it's such an unexplored space. And I hope that you will look at it, find the link in the comments. We'll also go to Kapisha Hot Springs, and we will also visit Shiwangandu Estate. And I'm telling you, it's going to be phenomenal. Now, it's not only just, you know, oh, we're going to these wonderful sites, but we will also be doing our flagship program, which is the Know Your Purpose program. And, you know, I think if you are in a space where you know that you have been called to greater, but you're just not sure about what you need to do to get to that next level and to actually have clarity around what your purpose is, this retreat is for you. It is women only. We have a limited number, so we're looking at about 17 women. And I think, even the people that have signed up already are phenomenal. And I believe that, you know, being in a space where with like-minded women, where you can network and be activated to greatness is something that you will be transformed by. So check out the link in the comment, in the show notes. And yeah, until next week, guys, we're still in this whole moving thing and transitioning process. So please pray for me, but I hope that you have a fantastic week and check you out.